بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We begin the concise admonition class number 16. قال رحمه الله, he said, may Allah's mercy be upon him, ومن أحكم هذا فلا يمكن أن يوصف ما يعقبه ذلك. Whoever correctly does these matters, what are these matters that he is referring to? The ikhlas, sincerity to Allah, disconnecting the clinging to the creatures, collecting the motivation for Allah, seeking means of nearness to Him, then in this case, it cannot be described what is the thing that cannot be described, the effect, the consequence of this, the benefits attained. So whoever worships Allah correctly out of love, sincerity and magnification, anticipating the reward, hoping in Allah, fearing His punishment, then it cannot be imagined as to the pleasures and enjoyment that the person who fulfills these matters will attain. He, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, mentioned that من أراد السعادة الأبدية فَلْيَلْزَمْ عَتَبَةَ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ. Whoever seeks the eternal happiness, then let him cling to the doorsteps of عُبُودِيَّة, of submission and slavery to Allah. Ibn Hazm rahimahullah mentioned that everyone seeks to rid himself of worries, the ignorant, the scholar, the righteous, the wicked. He said, I could not find the way to rid the self from the worries except in directing it to Allah. How? بِالْعَمَلِ لِلْآخِرَةِ, by working for the hereafter. By working for the hereafter. And he said, I found the work for the hereafter is free from all defects and free from all worries, leading to expelling the worries from the self. And that I found the worker for the hereafter, if tested by something which he dislikes, then he doesn't care. Because his hope is in the end. So, and this, therefore, he added, therefore he is in continuous pleasure, while others are totally in opposite state. Then he said, فَعْلَمْ, and know that it is one thing sought. Expelling, ridding oneself of worries has no way except working for the hereafter. And Shaykh al-Islam also, rahimahullah, had said that concerning what the people of transgression and oppression and wickedness, what they find in themselves from fear and pain, when compared with what Ahlul Iman, the people of faith, find in themselves from tranquility, solemnity, openness of the chest. He said, and that's why you find those transgressors, oppressors, the sinful, the wicked, the corrupt, seek to ease it upon themselves through different ways, through food, through drinks, and other ways. Yet you find that their hearts are not satisfied, are not in comfort in all of these ways. They don't attain the tranquility and the peace. And as to that which they fear from their, as to that which they fear of their enemies, then this is even worse. However, with the believer, goodwill, beneficial knowledge, openness of the chest, tranquility, comfort of the eye, things that cannot be described. He said, this is all experienced. And Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah wrote many pieces concerning this matter, clarifying the great need that man always requires in turning to his Lord, in submitting to him, finding in that the means of happiness and comfort. He said, in the heart there is a decay and disarray that cannot be gathered except by gathering oneself upon Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning in the direction of Allah, seeking Him. And that in the heart there is loneliness that cannot be removed except with having seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contemplating about Him, remembering Him. And in the heart there is sadness and grief that cannot be removed except through the pleasure of knowing Allah Azza wa Jal and having truthfulness in relating to Him. And in the heart there is worry that cannot be quieted except by turning to Allah. And that there is in the heart fires of sorrow and a regret that cannot be extinguished except by being content in Allah's commands and prohibitions and in His decrees, and in embracing the patience upon that until meeting Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the Salaf rahimahumullah said that there are times for the heart that it enjoys being in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in His love, and that the heart goes through states of tranquility and comfort that cannot be described, to the degree that some of the Salaf mentioned that if the kings and the sons of kings would know such estates, لَجَلَدُونَ عَلَيْهِ بِالسِّيُوفِ, they would have engaged us with the swords for it, to take it away from us. In fact, Shaykh al-Islam himself is an example, where he said, إِنَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا, in this life there is a Jannah, there is a paradise. Whoever doesn't enter it will not enter the paradise of the hereafter. And that the person finds in his heart of the remembrance of Allah and mentioning his praises and celebrating that, and his signs and his worship, which he cannot find in anything else. And when he was
put worship.
And when he was put in jail, he said, what would my enemies do with me? He said that my imprisonment,
he said,
he said that my imprisonment is a seclusion, and killing me is martyrdom. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that Shaykh al-Islam used to say in his jail, in the jail of Al-Qala, if I would have spent the equivalent of this prison in gold, that would not stand equal to giving the thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mah, for this favor, meaning of being in the jail. Or that, he said, I wouldn't be able to recompense them as to the good which they caused me of being in here. And that he used to say in his sujood while in the jail, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, help me to, in my remembrance of you and in being grateful to you and in to perform the worship correctly. He used to say this so much. And that he told me one time, Ibn al-Qayyim said, Al-Mahbusu man hubisa qalbuhu an Rabbih ta'ala, والمأسور من أسره هواه. He said, the imprisoned one is the one who is blocked away from his Lord Azza wa Jal, and the captive is the one who is captivated by his desires. And that he, Ibn Qayyim continues to say about Ibn Taymiyyah, he used to say, or he said, that I didn't see anyone better than him in his living. Merely reflecting the state of comfort and tranquility in his life. And that when he was admitted to the prison in Al-Qala in Syria, he recited the following verse from Surah Al-Hadid, verse 13.
يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ
والمنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب.
Here is the point of evidence in this verse. فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب. So a wall will be put up between them. When he was admitting to his cell, he read the following verse, which means, so a wall will be put up between them with a gate therein. Inside it, it will be mercy, and outside it will be torment. And that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, or he related that how many times when they had certain matters to clarify, and at times when they will go to him and listen to him, then all of that will go away and everything will be at ease and with certainty and tranquility. Rahimallahu Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim and the ulama al-Islam, ulama al-Sunnah. Nasal Allah Azza wa Jal an yu'inana ala dhikrihi wa shukrihi wa husni ibadatihi. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to be in our aid to conclude and to carry on his remembrances, and not to be of the neglectful ones, negligent ones, and to be grateful to him. And we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to direct us to all that which is good, and to make us from those who gather their pure intentions and their motivations to aim high, seeking his pleasure. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.